Hi there, this is Cross the Rubicon channel, and today is the 5th of January. Happy New Year to everybody. I'm actually in the car, driving at the minute. Beautiful summer's day today, and I'm driving to do the night shift. But anyway, last few days, what's happened? Donald Trump killed, well, his troops, the United States troops, killed out this general, this Iranian general, who by all accounts was a terrorist. And he should have been killed. But look at the way the world's reacted, especially the media. And the American media, the BBC, Sky News, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, all basically praising what kind of bloke this character was, this Islamic extremist in the Iranian military, a general. And this fella would have lots of blood on his hands, not so much now. And for me, Donald Trump did the right thing. It's funny though, how what Donald Trump did compared to Obama did, because he took out lots of Islamic extremists with drones, and yet he was praised. Obama was praised by everybody, no matter what he did, because he was the darling of the left and the first black president, and he could do no wrong. And this is typical of the left. You know, Donald Trump is hated, and he is vilified for everything he does, and they are not going to cut him any slack. If Donald Trump found the cure for cancer himself tomorrow, the left would find fault with it. These celebrities and Hollywood and these talk show hosts and the Democrats especially. The Democrats are so full of hate, aren't they, for anybody who's on the right, basically. It's funny how things have changed from debating. Once we had a society where we could actually chat to each other and, you know, have differences and still be friends. But now those days are gone. Those days, well, they're long gone. And now the left, all they do is attack. It's almost like a memo has come down right from the top. It's gone right through society, and they've been told not to make friends with anybody from the right. You are now not to debate them, but you are to shout them down and shout, scream, call them names, call them racist, brand them and ruin them by all means. This seems to be their tactic, and it's a tactic that is winning, and it's the media are behind this, politicians are behind this, and academia is behind this, globalists are behind this. They will not accept opposing opinions. I hope you can hear this all right, because the tyres are obviously on the tarmac, but anyway, I'll just roll with it without checking it, and well, I've got a time limit on this, so it'll be about 20 minutes. But yeah, it's just disgusting the way they talk about Trump. And yeah, I'm in New Zealand, I'm in Christchurch, and it just pisses me off to listen to these Marxists. And there's no other word for them. They're Marxists, they're cultural Marxists. These people hate themselves, mostly, for being white. And you see so many tweets by these white celebrities, academics, politicians, tweets in the last few days saying they're sorry for being white, and we apologise on behalf of America for what we've done to you, the Iranian regime. And Trump is not our president. Trump is a dictator. And he's a tyrant. This is what they're saying. Me, I think that's treasonous, what they're saying. But like I said, he can do nothing. Now, just yesterday, I finished work and I was driving home. And this was around about 5 o'clock. And New Zealand time. And I put the radio on and I was just searching for a talk radio station. And News Talk ZB was on. So I tuned in. And this radio host, Miles Davis. Now, Miles Davis is English and he's from London and he's a sports commentator. So I put it on 2 minutes and I thought I'd just get the gist of the conversation. And it was an absolute Trump hate fest. Now, I listened to two callers and it's about a 20-25 minute drive for me driving home. So I listened to two callers and I thought, no, I've got to phone this up because it was just a Trump hate fest. Absolute Trump derangement syndrome, even including Miles Davis himself. And he was calling out Trump as a liar and a cheat and he's cheated all his life and blah, blah. Basically, he was saying all what anyone would see on MSNBC and CNN and these talk show hosts in America. He was just trumping, pardon the pun, he was trumping what they say all the time. That's all he was doing. So I phoned him up and I got through. And by that time, I was at home. And anyway, they put me through to Miles. And I said, you know, this is a Trump hate fest. And he said he was intrigued because he's never met a Trump supporter before, blah, blah, blah. And I was walking around my bedroom talking to Miles. And he called Trump a coward and a liar and stupid. He's an idiot and all sorts, he was calling him. And he tells lies every day, all the lies coming out of the White House. And I called this Miles Davis out for it. And he was trying to come over the top of me. He was trying to, because he's the host after all, he's got the radio station. And I knew he could switch me off at any time. But he didn't like it. He was uncomfortable because I was a pro-Trump supporter. And I told him if I was in the United States, I would vote for Trump. And I think Trump is doing a fantastic job and how refreshing it is that a president can basically, whatever comes into his head comes out of his mouth. And I think that's refreshing. But no, Miles wasn't having it. He was just on the Trump hate train and he just wanted to pile it into Trump. And he just wanted to entertain Trump hatred on the radio. And I called him a gutless coward. And for doing that, because that's easy. It's the easy road to knock Trump. It's so easy. What's not easy and what is hard and what is brave is to swim against the current and say, no, I'm actually a Trump supporter, especially in New Zealand. And I called him out a coward and I said to him, I said, I've got a YouTube channel across the Rubicon and I want to interview you. Oh, you can interview me, blah, 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 he says, blah, 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 blah. But you better be prepared for a debate. I say, yeah, yeah, yeah. And he actually, he asked if I was part of this QAnon thing, whatever that, I don't even know what that is. And he said, well, I think you are, he says to me. And I said, well, there you are, straight away, you're putting a label on me. I said, what am I now, what am I next? Am I going to be a white supremacist or a neo-Nazi because I support Trump? And he said, I never said that. I said, well, that's the road you're going down. But anyway, you know, that's the mentality of the left. They're absolutely insane. But they don't even realise how insane they are. And it did get heated. And it was heated on my behalf because I was a little bit frustrated that he was holding the off button. And he was chopping me down all the time. Not chopping me down, but coming over the top of me. And, you know, saying, oh, it was just... It just made me sick to listen to it anyway. But you know, how is the world going to look without Trump? How would the world look without Trump? I'll tell you what, the United States would be devastated if the Democrats got in. I never got round to talk about Jacinda because obviously the conversation was about Trump. But I would take a fair stab that Miles would be a Jacinda fan because he would be a no-borders globalist and he'd be pro-mass migration. These people are just completely naive. And he's from London. From London. He will probably look back at his old city or go back home and say, oh my God, isn't London so fantastic now with all this diversity and multiculturalism, where it's pretty difficult now to see anybody who speaks English. Yeah. But that is the left. They don't mind sowing their own destruction to make them feel better, because they're bloody stupid. They're stupid and they're ignorant fools. And that is what they call people on my side of the fence. That's what they call us, and probably you that's listening to this station. But they won't listen to reason. These people will not debate you. They will shout you down and call you names. That's what they do, because they're cowards. But anyway, next year I think Trump will win by a landslide. Still hasn't been impeached by this half-wit Nancy Pelosi. You know, and the Democrats have swung to the hard left, and she seems to be caving into your AOC and your Ilhan Omar. These people hate America. AOC, Ilhan Omar, and the other one, the Palestinian one, as she calls herself, Talib or whatever. They hate America. They are infiltrators. They have basically gotten into Congress to destroy America from within. They want to destroy the American dream. They are socialists. They are Islamists. They are Marxists. And I think there's going to be civil war in the United States. And it's going to probably start in Virginia, the way Virginia is. I don't know how much you know about Virginia, but I have been watching, keeping abreast of it, actually, the last few weeks. Because in Virginia, it used to be a Republican state, but now it's swung blue. And remember, you know, the blue and the reds are the opposite way around in the United States. Blue is actually Democrat. And it's gone Democrat, and already they're saying, we're going to come for your guns. And we're going to take your guns by whatever means. And, you know, it goes against the Constitution, the Second Amendment. And the people of Virginia have said, well, no, you're not going to come for our guns. But the local politicians, state politicians, should I say, said, we are going to come for your guns. And, yeah, basically, we're going to use whatever means. But it's interesting because many police departments, sheriffs in the states, not states, the counties of Virginia, have said, no, we're not going to go and take people's guns because it goes against the Constitution. And when they signed on to do the job of policing, or law enforcement in the states, as they call it, they basically pledge an allegiance to the Constitution. And the Constitution is your right to bear arms against foreign invasion or internal invasion. You know, these are not the words, but they're roughly meaning what it means. And to save them from government tyranny. That's why they have guns. From government tyranny. There it is right there. And what is happening is government tyranny. They want to take people's guns so they can control them. That's what they want to do. They can control the population and they can do what they want, because the people then are completely disarmed. They don't give a shit about anything else. They pretend it saves lives and things like that. You know, the man in the church just the other day in Texas, where he walks in with a shotgun and he shoots two people dead, I think. And you can correct me on that, one or two people dead. But anyway, he did what he did. And what happened? Two or three people drew their guns, older men as well, and one shot him dead. So a bad man with a gun was taken out by a good man with a gun. Now, if there was nobody there with guns, he would have shot a lot more people. So in that particular case, that was a classic case of where gun carriers, concealed carriers, or even open carriers, doesn't matter, saved the day. That criminal, that man, that real badass bastard who was shot, he wouldn't have been bothered by any gun laws. He would have got a gun any other way and got into that church. He wouldn't have said, oh no, I can't have a gun because it's against the law. He wouldn't have been thinking that. But the law-abiding citizens would have been disarmed. Same in New Zealand, in a way, but on a much lesser scale. Jacinda is disarming New Zealand. She's taking away people's hobbies, basically, and taking away hunters. You know, they go pig hunting, they go deer hunting, target practice, whatever. And she's taking away people's guns for what Brenton Tarrant did when he went into the mosque on March the 15th last year. So she is taking away... She's using that mosque, she's politicising it, because she's a Marxist. And she's using it to drive the globalist ambition, the United Nations ambition, to disarm all Western nations and fill them full of third world migrants. Because they want to prevent any conflict. I tell you what, if people give up their arms, they're going to be easy pickings for these third world migrants, especially Islamic migrants. And politicians know this. And the ones that know this, and they still persist in taking people's weapons, these people are traitors. Absolute traitors. I call Jacinda a traitor. And Winston Peters. Traitors. Hillary Clinton, traitor. Obama, traitor. Manchurian candidate. That's what he was. These people are guilty of committing treason against their nations. I'm just going back to Virginia. The local or state government have said to these police and law enforcement, if you don't carry out your task of taking people's guns by force, then you will be sacked. You may as well resign. You will lose your pensions. So they've got a problem, haven't they? They've got a real problem. So what are they going to send in? The National Guard? Well, they're going to be the same, because the National Guard will be pro-Second Amendment as well. They've got a real problem, these Democrats. So how is it going to pan out? It's going to be interesting. It's certainly going to be an interesting year, I think, 2020. All over the world. Let's hope we get Brexit. Let's hope... no deal Brexit in the UK. Let's hope Jacinda gets voted out. This vile, vile... socialist, Marxist, I would even go as far as to say communist. She's taken our freedom of speech. She's taken... I haven't got a gun license, but she's disarming New Zealand. And she's going to fill New Zealand full of third world migrants, because she signed the Global Compact on Migration. She signed away our sovereignty of our borders in New Zealand to the United Nations. And most people don't even know it. These people are disgusting. They're vile. They're liars and they're traitors. And Miles Davis of News Talk ZB, he is too stupid to even know it. He would love Jacinda. He would love Hillary Obama. Because he probably loves Hillary because she's a woman. Loves Obama because she's black. Loves Jacinda because she's a woman. He's, honestly, these people are pathetic. I loathe them, I do, and I don't mind saying that. They make me want to vomit blood. But anyway, that's my podcast. I've just arrived at work, and so I'm going to call it a day there. Get this podcast out, and but please follow these podcasts and share them. Send them on to your friends. Because we need our movement in New Zealand. People who are against what this government is doing. Because this government is shutting us down. And it's going to be ramped up this year. She's shutting anybody right off... This is Jacinda. She's shutting anybody that's right of centre down. She wants to win this election next year. She wants to win it. So she wants to control all information. She doesn't want channels like Cross the Rubicon on the air. She wants to shut me down. And I dare say, I wouldn't mind betting I'm going to get arrested this year. And they're going to throw the full force of all different kind of hate speech laws to try and ruin me and scare me into shutting up. But guess what? I'm not going to. I'm going to carry on speaking and telling the truth of what's happening in this country, New Zealand, by a treacherous Prime Minister, a treacherous, absolutely even more treacherous, Deputy Prime Minister, Winston Peters, who will do anything to keep in power. Now there is a liar and a cheat and a con man. But anyway...